This is Spin Control, a Fibercraft podcast by A Joyful Girl. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spin Control, episode 151, Origin Story. In this episode, I've got some knitting, spinning, travel, and a little tale about my origin story. But of course, we will kick this all off with some updates. I think I talked a little bit about how beautiful the weather was last time I recorded, but then the following weekend, we got like 3 inches of snow. But I'm pretty positive, based on the forecast, that spring is actually here to stay. We got rain this weekend instead of snow, which hasn't happened yet this year. So it was our first rain. It wasn't like a hard storm or anything, but it was misty all weekend and not snow like that. I think it's the first time that the precipitation was not snow since like November of 2024. So things are looking up in terms of the forecast. But that means also that now I've got to get a few things done outside, like get the clover garden all cleaned up and ready for bloom so that our pollinators in the area will be happy. I definitely have a lot of yard work. I've got to get rid of a lot of weeds and rake a ton of pine needles out of the yard because they are making our soil very acidic. And of course, they're a bit of a fire hazard. So I've got to get some of those things taken care of, and now the weather isn't holding me back, so I should probably get on that. Last weekend, we went up to Denver and helped Bird move. So her new apartment is like 2 blocks from her old apartment, and because she's like in her mid-20s and hasn't really had much of a household, moving her from one apartment to another is kind of, it's like a 3 to 4 hour job. She's really good about packing up like regular household things like her food and her dishes and that kind of stuff and her clothing and getting all that stuff moved over in advance. And the boy and I pretty much show up, help her load a 10-foot U-Haul, drive it the 2 blocks, unload the 10-foot U-Haul, go to lunch, and we're done. Yeah, so it was pretty easy, pretty fast, not even like a half a day chore. Like driving to and from Denver from here is probably half the time. So it's like 2 hours of driving, 4 hours of moving, a couple beers and a really good lunch, and we were done. That's at least one benefit. It's not like a huge, like I can't even imagine if I had to move my own household by myself at this juncture in this stage of my life. We have a lot of stuff. Like we have 2 spare bedrooms with beds. We've got, you know, of course, the whole craft room. You know, all of those things, plus just years and years of things that we've collected, I just couldn't imagine moving ourselves across town right now. So it doesn't put us out to help Bird. But you can bet that if we ever have to move, we'll be calling in those favors, because I think this is the 4th time we've helped her move. But yeah, at least it's easy. But I may have to call in those favors if I ever decide to leave this home on 5 acres that I've got currently here in Colorado Springs. What else has been going on? The future of my employment with the federal government is still not looking positive. It's looking kind of bleak. I don't have any real updates on that yet. My organization hasn't exactly announced or decided what they're going to do in terms of cutbacks and reductions in force and reorganization and consolidation. Many of us are just kind of waiting to see how this shuffles out. And hopefully by the next episode, I'll have a little bit more information for you. And just keep your fingers crossed for me that everything works out for the positive. Well, it looks like that's just about all I've got going on in updates. So I guess it's time to get this podcast started. And now it's on to spin a tale. And in this edition, we're going to talk a little bit about my origin story. I don't necessarily have an origin story yet. But the other day, I was telling the boy that depending on how everything shuffles out with my current job situation, if I leave the federal government, I'm going to write my origin story. I don't think I want to find another position doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I love my current job, and I really love the team that I've been working with. I love the mission, and I love what we're doing for the taxpayer, like everything we've been doing since I got there. I've only been in this position about 2.5 years, but I've loved it. I think it's like one of my top two jobs that I've ever held. And I love it. I love my supervisor. I like the work we're doing. It's pretty fast paced and diverse. So it's not like I'm ever bored and there's always tons of work to do. I mean, it hasn't been unusual for me to put in a 10-hour day and just be super busy the entire time, but doing rewarding stuff. And I just can't imagine that I'm going to find another position ever that I like as much as I do now. And I'm kind of getting too old for this shit. So yeah, I think if I leave the government, I'm going to write my origin story. The boy's biggest question, though, is, will this origin story be a villain's origin story? I don't know. That's yet to be seen. We will have to figure out what the next phase of my life is if I end up leaving this position that I love. And there's definitely more to come on that. And we'll just have to see if I'm writing a villain's origin story. You never know. And now it's on to spinning my wheels. I've made a lot of progress on the things that I had in the works last time we spoke. I finished the Lone Skein Shawl by Hohe Locatelli. I haven't blocked it yet, so I'm not sure if I'm happy with it or not. I do know one thing. The skein, it's supposed to be a single skein project, but the skein I chose left me just a little bit short, so I ended up binding off before like the last section. So it's a little smaller than intended, and I may try the pattern again with a larger skein of sock yarn. You know what I mean? I think this one had 425 yards, and I believe that the pattern called for one that was like 468 yards. So I would have probably been able to finish that section, but I still think my gauge was quite a bit smaller than hers. So yeah, no, it's a shawl. I did not do a gauge swatch at all, but that's fine. I'm much happier than I was with it that first time before I ripped it out. But it's smaller than intended, and I might. I have a lot of other things in my queue. I might knit a second one and see how that goes. And I'll have to block it first before I decide like how much I actually like it. It was a fun knit, super interesting. There's varying texture and lace sections. So it totally kept my interest the entire time I was working with it. And I really did enjoy the knit. I just don't know if I'm going to enjoy the final product and actually wear it. So we'll have to see. Since I finished that, I picked up my Pearl Code pullover from Isabel Kramer and finished knitting on the body. Well, right this second, I am working on the 1x1 ribbing at the waist of the sweater, and then I will move on to knitting the sleeves. And honestly, I tried it on the other day, and I really love the way it fits so far. So I am hoping that, you know, once the sleeves are on, I still like it just as much, because right this second I put it on, I'm like, oh wow, this fits really, really well. Good job, Shiloh. I was very pleased with myself in the size that I picked and the way that it is fitting. So that's pretty awesome. I'm still not sure if you're familiar with the original pattern, but it has a boat neck with like no ribbing or anything on it. It's almost like a little rolled neck, but not intentionally. So we'll see once that's blocked out how I feel about the neck of the sweater. But it's cute. Like I put it on and I was very, very happy. Like the way it fits, it makes me almost not want to block it. Maybe steam block it, not soak and pin, because I really like the way it fits right this second, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. But yes, that's kind of what I'm thinking there. But in the future, I actually have a few things I need to cast on or start, because I have some travel coming up and I'm not going to take this entire sweater with me. The bag is just too big for traveling. So I have a few things in the works. What I'm going to do is a pair of flashback socks. I'm finally going to knit the Leyburn socks. by Pepernitz. That was published in 2008, August, I think. And the only issue with this pattern is that she only wrote it for one size for a female, size 7.5 shoe, which is fine, except that means I have to do math for my foot in order to be, because I wear like an 8.5, 9, I have to do math for my foot to adjust the circumference of the sock before I can actually get the knitting done. And if you remember, there were a lot of sock patterns like that in like the earlier 2000s. Like someone would just knit themselves a sock, write it out, and publish it as a free pattern just to put it out there, and that, which isn't a bad thing. That's kind of great. But they didn't do any of the math or sizing or anything like that. So it is a free pattern by Pepernitz. I am going to have to do the math for my 8.5, 9 foot, and I will try to take good notes on that if anybody is interested in, you know, knitting something other than 7.5. It doesn't even have like this knit pattern is X number of stitches. So I don't know. I have to go through like probably line by line in the stitch pattern and figure out how many stitches it is, so I know how much to add or subtract and still be able to execute the sock the way it's intended. So that should be fun. So that's one of the projects I'm going to take with me while traveling. I'm going to try not to overdo it and overpack, but you never know. The other thing I think I would like to take with me is a kit for one of the Knitting the National Parks hats that I purchased at Maryland Sheep and Wool last year. I think I got 2 or 3 kits from Stunning String Studios last year when I was at Maryland Sheep and Wool. So I think I'm going to ball up that yarn and take that with me, because that would be a really good, nice, small, compact travel project. The only issue is it's Colorworks. It's going to take a little bit of concentration, but that's fine, because if you're in the air on an airplane for like 3 hours at a stretch, you can certainly hyper-focus on one thing and ignore all the other passengers, which is not terrible and would not upset me, not in the least. So for travel knitting, I'm going to take a sock and I'm going to take a hat kit, and that should do it. And they shouldn't be too terribly slow of knitting projects. So yeah, that's awesome. I am still spinning on the same thing I was spinning last time we spoke. I actually realized that what I was spinning is a hand-me-down, part of a hand-me-down fleece that someone was destashing a million years ago. It's like one of the first things I actually put in my stash. This is Polworth from 2009. And I believe it was like a Maryland Sheep and Wool purchase that the person who gifted it to me, sent off to a processor, and I don't have any plans for it. I'm just kind of spinning a relaxing project that I have no goals for. Again, because I need to, you know, cleanse my palate after doing that long project, which brings me to another point. I actually have another large project that I have to take on. It's not quite as large as the last one, but I have some intentional spinning and knitting that I have to do for another contracted magazine article. So that should be pretty cool and pretty fun. And I also need to pick a travel spinning project. I am probably going to take my Daedalus Sparrow with me and just pick like a pretty braid from my stash and take that with me and work on that for this long weekend trip I've got coming up, which is awesome. Another thing I've been thinking about when it comes to spinning is my collection of Jenkins Turkish spindles. I really enjoy using a spindle. Primarily, I use spindles for luxury fibers. Does that make sense? I have some like small batch fibers of luxury items like Angora or silk, those sorts of things in my stash, and I really enjoy working on those kinds of projects on the spindle. But I've been thinking about my collection lately. I have several Jenkins Turkish spindles that I collected like over, I think, a 5-year period. And then I didn't like really stop. I moved and everything kind of changed. So I haven't actually done anything with my collection in a while, but I've missed many opportunities. Ed Jenkins has actually designed several different spindles since I last added to my collection. And I think I'm going to go on Ravelry or Facebook groups and see if I can trade some of my discontinued spindles, because there's some that I own that he doesn't make anymore, for some of the new ones that he makes. Because I believe there are people who are just as interested in having some of his earlier spindles and would love to swap. Maybe they have multiples of some of his newer, like I do, of his older, and would like us to, you know, trade. So that's kind of my goal. I would like to have one of every spindle that Ed Jenkins has designed. And I don't know when I will make it back to someplace like Organ Fluck and Fiber or the Black Sheep Gathering where I could see them and purchase them in person. I would like to go to Organ Fluck and Fiber Festival. I made it to Black Sheep Gathering years ago with my mom, my Tanya, and my Tanya's mom. We went once, but I think I would like to make it to Organ Fluck and Fiber one of these years because that would be a lot of fun and it's an event I have not been to. But until then, I will just have to see what I can do online in terms of enhancing my Jenkins Turkish spindle collection. And it looks like that's all I got going on and spinning my wheels. Let's talk about what has got me in a tailspin. This is a segment I don't do very often. I kind of introduced it maybe like 10 episodes ago, but really haven't done much with it. But it kind of came out of all of the television binging that we did during COVID. And the way my life is, I still binge. Like, this is a weekend where the boy is out of town doing a conference. So I've got the entire weekend to myself. And at least one day, I like to spend in the house just binging TV. And I often will binge television when knitting or spinning. So I have been contemplating adding BritBox or Acorn to my streaming services. But then I decided, you know what? You should finish watching all the things you want to watch on your existing streaming services before you go adding something, right? So my favorite thing to watch in terms of binging television is serial cop dramas, like all of them. And recently I've watched, which has been pretty hilarious and entertaining all at the same time, NYPD Blue, all of it, like from the first episode to the last, and Homicide, Life on the Streets, the Baltimore one. From start to finish. And they're hilarious. Like, it is so funny to watch these older shows. Like when the office gets their first computer, it's hilarious because it was, I mean, for those of us who lived through it, it was really like that. Or they don't have cell phones yet. And when they first introduce a cell phone, they have a cellular telephone and there's like one for the entire police squad. It is just so funny. And I find that super entertaining, along with the cop drama stuff. I've like watched them all, except for the past like 4 years, since I started rewatching all of the serial cop dramas, I've been really upset because none of the original Law and Orders were available on a streaming service because NBC had decided that it was not cost effective to like digitize them all and make them all available. And about 2 months ago, all of the Law and Orders became available on Hulu and I started watching them again. I've seen most of these shows. However, I really like, you know, there's bits and pieces. You have holes when we are actually watching them in real time as they were coming out every week. There were like their holes, periods where I didn't watch these shows. So I can't remember what Lenny Briscoe's start and finish story was on the series Law and Order. I love that. And Sipowicz from NYPD Blue. How did he start? How did he end? I love watching the character development through these old shows, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So I have not subscribed to anything new because I just discovered these Law and Orders are on, and that's what I've been binging and watching lately while I knit and spin. And the boy hates it. He's not a fan of the serial cop dramas. So I really only get the time to invest in those when he's not around and I'm just like hanging out and having a pajama weekend and he's gone. So yeah. That's what's got me in a tailspin. Well, it looks like it is time to spin off this episode of Spin Control. I talked a lot during spinning my wheels about travel projects. And that is because travel season is upon us. We will start our camping adventures very, very soon. Probably Mother's Day will be our first camping trip. We are going to go up to Fort Collins with some friends of ours that we have known since like 2006, 2008 timeframe when we were stationed in Lages, Portugal with them. And their son lives in Fort Collins. They live here in Colorado Springs with us. Itty Bitty is in Cheyenne. So we're all going to meet up in Fort Collins for the day and go to lunch and just have a good time and see the kids. So that should be fun. That should be our first camping trip of the season. We've already got reservations at this place that we love out in the middle of nowhere outside of Cripple Creek, Colorado for Memorial Day weekend. So that should be a lot of fun. So that's a 3-night trip. And I can't forget to mention this. I will be at Maryland Sheep and Wool next weekend, and I am super excited. I've only missed one Maryland Sheep and Wool since I started going in 2010, and I'm super excited that I get to go again this year. And of course, I'll be going up for like a long weekend. I'm not taking classes or anything, but I'll arrive on Thursday night and hang out with my Tanya, and then we will be out at the fairgrounds in West Friendship, Maryland, both Saturday and Sunday. So that should be a lot of fun. And of course, if I'm going to spend the entire weekend hanging out with my Tanya, I 100% need to have some travel crafting stuff with me. And that should be a lot of fun. I will keep you posted on the lemons and the lemonade that life is going to be handing me here in the next month or so. And we'll just have to see how the cards shuffle out for me. I'm going to lead us out with a song called Heathens by 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots is not necessarily one of my favorite bands, but I felt that song was wildly appropriate for the tone of the origin story tale. And if you're not familiar, the song came out in 2016 and it was featured in the movie Suicide Squad, which I totally enjoyed that movie. And yeah, looks like that's just about all I've got going on this week, but I will be sure to keep you posted. And as always, you can get the details about this episode and all the past episodes at spincontrolpodcast.com. You can email me at shiloh@foreverhandmade.com. And of course, catch me on Ravelry and Instagram as Forever Handmade. Thanks again, guys. I'll talk to you soon. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. The room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. For them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.